prehistoric pottery. One of the most important sources for the study of ancient history is the analysis of pottery, which allows us to familiarize ourselves with the day-to-day reality of ancient cultures, to determine the main existent economic activities, and above all, to date the context in which they are found. The origins of pottery date back to Neolithic times, when man first observed the change in the properties of clay when it was brought into contact with a heat source. Over time, the transformation processes were successively improved, and the first settlers of Majorca had almost certainly mastered the technique. It would appear, however, that the prehistoric society of the island had little interest in adapting to the technological changes taking place at the time. All evidence indicates that the island's society prior to the Roman conquest did not make use of the potter's wheel. From a technological point of view, it is worth highlighting two types of prehistoric and Majorcan pottery, namely, handmade indigenous pottery and imported pottery made using a potter's wheel and a far more compact and refined clay. The island baking methods were also more rudimentary and irregular than those of imported pieces, and therefore local pottery has some characteristic traits, such as greyish and brownish tones, a coarse and somewhat crude texture, and a degree of quality that varied depending on the time. The rank of pottery utensils, however, was relatively complete and included globular and cylindrical cooking pots, tapered tumblers, and even large containers for storing food, all fashioned without using a potter's wheel. Some examples of this type of pottery can be seen in the talaiotic remains of the Son Om site. The appearance of imported pottery, on the other hand, can be explained as a consequence of increased trading, particularly following the establishment of the first Punic factories in Majorca towards the 5th century BC.